The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. It's Alan by himself today. Miss Robin is not here today. She's still dealing with some getting her medicine adjusted and stuff, and her sleep issues are just still there. So, you know, we're getting there. But it's going to take a few weeks, I think. So here we are. 410. WCBM 680 is our phone number. That's the number you call when you want to enter a contest like we have going on right now. We've got the Fishing Lure giveaway going on at the end of this month, actually. And hopefully you'll be able to call in and leave your name and your first and last name, your phone number. And at the end of the month, we'll put all those names into a pool and give everybody a number. And then Robin will use the random number generator system on her phone, and that will randomly pick the winner. So there's no hint of anything, you know, untoward or anything like that. We just want to make sure that everybody has the same chance. And we'll give away a nice fish and tackle package. That'll go on through September, I believe. So we want to thank Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures for the nice gesture to give away those lures. Once we name the winner, we contact them, get their address, and Tim then sends out the lure pack directly to them from his headquarters. So that is that. What a week. The Big Ass Fish magazine about invasives was launched online. If you've seen it, that's great. We appreciate it. The printed copies came back on Thursday. Limited places to get them right now, but as we continue to deliver, we'll continue to get them out there. If you're in Easton or the Easton area, Shore Sportsman has copies right now. And the rest of the deliveries went up to Cecil County and to Delaware just because that's how it worked out. Working diligently to get the Maryland Loves Crabs to press. The covers went yesterday. The way it works is since the covers are different process and a different material, slick material paper, they go to a subcontractor who, I don't know if they're in Pennsylvania or Delaware or wherever they are, Salisbury, someplace, and they get printed first, and usually takes about a week for them for the turnaround on that. So they went to the printer yesterday. And the rest of the pages will go by Friday. And we've just been, since this is such a big publication, it's our biggest magazine that we do per year. It's a lot of work. So this week is going to be pressure packed, that's for sure. So we're putting three magazines out in 6 weeks. Actually, the turnaround on the press is probably going to be less than a month. So, wow, new one, and the biggest one, and next one for the Hunting Quarterly. So, fun times. So, anyway, I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me at all. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a self-inflicted. So, we just do what we do so that we can, take care of our business and inform our readers and that type of thing. There's going to be a little overlap with Big Ass Fish and the Crab Magazine, and that overlap is going to be the invasive blue catfish part. We're not doing the snakehead thing or the flathead catfish or anything like that in the Crab Magazine, but we do need to let as many people know about the blue catfish, not only about the challenges of this species, but how it spread, what the threat is to the bay as far as its effect on crabs and perch and everything else, and also, where it is policy-wise and what the government has to do with the management, and I don't mean the state government, I mean the federal government has to do with the management of the blue catfish. So, very fascinating stuff. So, anyway, here we are, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Good morning, Aaron. How's everything on your world today? I think I've pretty much let that out, what's going on this week. So we'll see. We will see. So the rockfish season started out with a storm, the trophy rockfish season. That came out, rain and wind on Sunday, windy Sunday night. I guess it was bumpy out there Monday. If you're headed out there today and feel like giving us a call on your way to your charter boat, on your way to the boat ramp, give us a call, 410-WCBM 680. We'd be more than glad to talk to you about it. So let's see. John and Perry Hall. Oh, my goodness. John and Perry Hall. Let's talk to John and Perry Hall. Good morning, John.
Good morning, young man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I just want to say that I think for about maybe the last 15 or 20 years, every time I go hunting, may it be deer or turkey, I put these, like, insulated camouflage, like, underwear on, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think of you.
Well, why is that?
Well, because I never win anything at a contest, and one day I was plowing snow or something for the county, and you had, like, a giveaway, you know, one of your contests, yeah. And whoever called in, they could win these really cool camouflage. I don't know. What do you call them? Long johns or insulated underwear,
yeah, okay.
You know? And I won.
Okay, good, good, good. And you still wear them. That's great, man.
I got them on right now.
Really? Are you that cold right now? You're going turkey hunting?
That's Somerset County where there's no turkeys, but it's chilly in the morning. These are lightweight, you know. And anytime I find something that works, I keep them. I love them things.
Well, I'm glad you like them. That's for sure.
And you remember me,
John? I'm trying.
Okay. I'm John from Parkville.
Okay.
And I used to work at JD Hunting Supplies.
Okay. Okay.
Parkton. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and I would see you occasionally here and there.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just thought I'd call and thank you because.
Well.
So if you ever have a.
I remember that, and that company had a big potential to be leaders in the business. And I still wear their stuff, we call them base layer, long underwear is a good name for them. But I remember that company, and I tested their scent free stuff on the first day of bow season, and I had deer come to me from downwind and everything else, and I was really impressed with that company. They were in business maybe 3 years. And the owner decided that they weren't making enough money, and they redesigned all their clothing, and they launched a big marketing campaign, and the owner said, "Nope, sorry, ain't happening," and he shut them down. And I guess that was a mistake because they were right on the cusp. I mean, they really were. So
Hey, I just took the shirt off to look. It was called Medalist.
Yeah, Medalist. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so, you know, you linger in my mind every time.
Well, how about that? Well, I'm glad. Hey, look, it's the stuff still works. It's it has the I think they were the first ones, but I'm not sure, to have the silver scent reduction system. I think
well,
that's
I'm so
how that
happy
works.
Because I never win nothing, you know.
Well, hey, look, long lasting. That's pretty cool.
And so that means you're long lasting in my mind.
Oh, man, how about that? I appreciate
that.
You
are to me. Thanks. And you take care. Hope your wife's doing good. And
all right.
So what's the story? We can only keep one rockfish during the regular season. That's so long.
That's right. And they've just put restrictions on the summer season. Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the summer season is going to result in only no fish over 31 inches.
So anything under you can keep? Or is this
anything between 19 and 31.
Oh.
I have to read it carefully, but that's what I was told the other day. I've just been so busy I haven't had a chance to really get into the details of it. So
one fish is enough for everybody, you know?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we all got to work together in this battle.
That's true. It is a battle.
Yeah, everything's a battle. Wake it up's a battle now. Okay, my young friend. Oh, you get to be 70, 71, you know, it's a...
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm knocking on that door. I'll be 69 later this month. So
yeah. No, it all starts when you're 70. When you're 70, something happens.
Oh, please don't tell me that. I'm not looking that forward to it.
Because 70's near 80, and that's all I'm going to say. Have a good day. I'm going to go try to find some turkey in the whole woods.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. If you kill one, send me a picture. We'll publish it. There he goes. Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you, bud?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Robin
busy, but
too.
Good. What's that?
Says Robin there, too?
No, she's not here today.
Okay.
No,
nope, tell her I said hi, no.
I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah.
Indeed. So... Yep, how was your week?
Well, just a normal week. I guess it was, but next Saturday the 2nd?
Next Saturday the 13th, the Bucks Bear Stags crew will be at Schrader's Outdoors measuring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears from all Maryland species, of course, for the upcoming record book. That's another thing that's going to keep me busy this fall is the publishing of the record book. So it's a labor of love, but we'll probably hit 500 animals measured since 2020 for the Maryland records. So we're excited about that. Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just slipped my mind. Where's Schrader's at? I mean, for some reason, I'm getting things.
Oh, okay. Let me give you an exact address here. I just went by there yesterday. They're actually in, they have a big fishing pond over there. They're actually in the big ass fish book. It's only it's bass, but it's no invasives or anything like that. They are at 16-16090 Oakland Road in Henderson. I don't know if you know where Baltimore Corners is, but that's Oakland Road right there. 16090 Oakland Road.
Oakland.
In Henderson.
Henderson. Okay, I know where Baltimore Corner is, so what's after that?
Yeah, it's like a mile from there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the intersection of the...
Straight down 313, or are you...
Yep, 313 through Sudlersville.
Yeah.
Hit Baltimore Corners and turn, I think it's 304. Maybe it is just a road name. I'm not sure, but yep, it's between Sudlersville and Goldsboro.
Okay.
All right.
I guess I gotta get my ride, the info, and
yeah.
And we've been there before, but for some reason.
Yeah, you have. That's for sure. Yeah.
I know what's going on. Just my ride, and if I get a ride, we'll put it in a GPS, I guess.
Yeah, you can do that. Sure. Yeah, it's not far from you in Chestertown there at all.
Yeah.
So, yep, on the way to Goldsboro and Greensboro and Ridgely and all those areas.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah, I hope so. You take care and tell Bob and I'll say hi and all.
I will, and hopefully we'll see you next weekend.
Yeah. She's not sick or anything, is she?
No, No, just this medicine. With some of the things that are going on, the medicine, getting it adjusted and that type of thing, she just suffers some pretty bad insomnia. She gets a couple hours of sleep at night, and then it's, you know, so.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Take care and pass it on.
All right. Sounds good, man. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Later.
All right. Later, man. Have a good one. So there goes Glenn. And let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit number 9. You get off exit number 9 and it's a couple turns off of there, but it's not far at all. You can also get there off 95 coming through the city south. Get off on Caton Avenue South and just follow that down. That'll take you right there as well. Hammonds Ferry Road is what you're looking for. But they've been rocking and rolling when it comes to fishing. I mean, they've got the live bait and the frozen bait, of course, and crabbing supplies. They're staying busy with the crabbing for sure. Fresh line. If you want, and I found out this year that you need to redo your fluorocarbon line every year because it does tend to coil on you. And I also found out you don't want to wind too much on your spool. And so make sure that when you get a new spool put on your spinning reel, that you leave a little lip, you know, on the lip of the reel. You don't take it all the way out to the end because that can create some problems. So if you want to do that, that would be great. And Clyde's has all manners and makes of monofilament line and power pro braid, if you like that. Shakespeare rods and reels, including the famous Ugly Stick. The Fluger line is pretty good. I like the Fluger rods and reels myself. And I use the Fluger spinning reels, among others. And don't forget the St. Croix rods, big selection of St. Croix rods. Those are some terrific fishing rods. So if you're ready to go fishing, you're ready to go crabbing, you're even ready to go hunting, we'll talk about some Browning firearms later. Clyde Sports Shop has it all, licenses and rod repair, ammunition, scope mounting, you name it, they've got it. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's Sports is the website. So these chilly nights, and they have been chilly, you know, we have been using our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's for sure. I've got dogs growling at my feet. One of them has something the other one wants, and that's not making the other one happy. So if you hear growling and snarling, that's just normal procedure around here. Not while I'm talking about our sponsors, though. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has it all. If it comes to heat, you know, if you need if you're thinking about a wood stove or a pellet stove, they've got the freestanding wood stoves from Regency and the freestanding pellet stoves from the Enviro company. That's the company that made our gas fireplace insert. They've got the wood, and like I said, wooden pellet stoves and inserts as well. If you need a barbecue grill, there's no better place to go on the shore than Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger. They've got the grill smokers by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, the popular ones. And, you know, just take a look around. You'll find, if you like to do the outside stuff with the kids, you know, and the fire rings and the bonfires and all that, they've got the big fire rings and fire pits ready to go. They've got chicken coops and dog kennels and, oh, my goodness, Backyard Billy's, anything for your backyard. Why not stop by today? They are located at Route 50, right off Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge. BackyardBillies.com is the website. The Hearth America folks have a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
We got a song request the other day via email. I'm trying to see who sent it. Sorry, folks, if I don't get back to you right away, it's because I'm just, man. This is from Kevin. He sent me a song on YouTube. Looks like a bone collector song, and we have some stuff in the queue on the from the bone collector series of songs. Weapons of mass destruction. No, maybe not. I don't know. We've got a few that we play from time to time, mostly during the hunting season. So, can you hear this, folks? Can you hear this dog trying to interrupt my show? Huh? Can you hear the squeaky toy? Yikes. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. We've got some callers on hold. Let's see. How about Chuck in Pasadena? You there, Chuck?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Look, I was a couple of reasons why I called. The first one was to thank you and Robin and Clay. A couple of weeks ago, I was able to score a ticket from you guys to your show in at the Howard County Fairgrounds, and I just want to let you know.
That's not our show. That was, we just happened to be displaying there, so.
You know what I mean. But anyway.
I do.
I didn't get to see you. I got to see Robin, and she took really good care of my grandchildren, which was really cool. She was really nice to them. Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway.
Yep. She's generally a nice person.
Yeah. It was cool. They really had a good time. Thank you. Yeah, I'm checking into Fort Smallwood right now, headed to Catfish.
Good for you.
Yeah, that was the reason why I called. I typically don't fish on the weekends. However, they took my grandchildren on vacation and left me with the dog. So the dog likes to get out, so I figured, well, him and I will go catfishing here at Fort Smallwood.
Gotcha.
My question to you is with all this research that's being done on the blue catfish, it's my understanding that they're pretty much throughout the entire bay estuary. However, I've been fishing a lot in Marley Creek, Curtis Creek, which is in sight of the Coast Guard yard.
Right.
And this is my third year in there, and I've been out three times this year, and it's all been channel catfish. On occasion, I'll get a flathead, but not yet have I caught one blue catfish. So that's the object of the day, is to come down here and try to get one. So I was just going to ask you, has there been reports of them inside the upper Patapsico? And then other than chicken livers, would you give me any other advice on what to use for bait?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, I would definitely use something fresh, a fresh fish or a cut bait is probably going to get you more strikes than the chicken liver.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, catch a bluegill and cut some chunks or put a half a bluegill on and see what happens. Use a bigger bait, you're going to eliminate some of the smaller cats. But the blue catfish is a top-tier predator. He's not a bottom feeder, so he's not going to go along and sniff. I mean, he will, but he's not going to go along and sniff something on the bottom and, come upstream and just, act like a catfish. He's going to try and catch something and kill it and eat it. Guys have caught him trolling for striped bass, guys have caught him fishing for bass, guys have caught him on every type of artificial lure out there that there is, and they get this big strike and they think they've got a big rockfish on it, they think they've got a nice bass on it, turns out it's a catfish. They are by far and away the most active of them. I've caught channel cats in the Potomac on crankbaits. Okay. More so on live bait, but I have caught them, attacking a crankbait, just thinking it's a minnow. But the blue cat is, you can use soft crabs for blue cats or peelers or whatever. They'll eat all that too.
Right.
So, if you don't want to pay the price for a crab bait, catch a small fish and put it back on the hook and let her go.
Well, I have some white tackle here and a little jig, and maybe I'll try to catch a white perch. I don't suppose there's any spot now. But what about the blue catfish up inside some of the lesser-known creeks, like Curtis Creek and Marley Creek? I guess the assumption is they're everywhere, and I just haven't been lucky enough to get one yet, I guess.
If you caught flathead in those areas, you're going to catch a blue eventually. But I will tell you this. I think they probably like a little stronger current.
We're here at Fort Smallwood today, so we'll see what happens.
Well, give them a shot, and let me report back. Let me know how you make out.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Enjoy your day.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Thanks for letting me tell folks about it. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I gave you a call or so last week, and I was telling you about the Adventures of Ray Ray the Fisherman was a book that my partner made. The color.
That's right, you did. Yeah. Yep, you told me about that. Yep.
I guess I'm getting, as I'm getting older, I'm getting in the humorous stories. And I used to pheasant hunt. I still do a lot. And when I first started, I actually started late in life. I guess at about 34 years old, and mm-hmm. wasn't the best shot in the world. But we were in Kansas, and I call this story the only squirrel in Kansas. All right, so I'm going to call it that because when you hunt out on the prairie and all, you'll see no squirrels.
No,
but they have lots of tree belts. They have to do that to keep to stop the dust bowl that happened. That's how they stop that. And right. So anyway, we were out there. The first part of the story, I'm a terrible shot back then, but I always had good dogs. And all of us were out there, about five of us there. And three pheasants, three cockbirds got up in front of me, and they got up. They looked like a W when they got up. They three of them come straight up in the air like Harrier jets, you know? Just
right.
Straight up
yep.
they came. And the other guy was standing around with the mouth open, and he got up right in front of me, and I missed all three of them, all right? my heart was in my throat, you know? So
yeah.
I missed them all. So the one fellow, they've been hunting since they were little boys. They were good. And the one guy says to me, he says, "Hey, Ray," he says, he used a different word. He said, it's a darn shame that you got $1,000 dog and you're just a two-bit shot, you know?
Oh, that should have got your attention.
They used to really rub it into me. But as years went on, I got a lot better. And so the next day or so, we're hunting around. If you can picture this, an old farmstead. It's everything is looked like the dust bowl blew it away. The house
right.
is falling down. And there's all this rusted farm equipment around, rusted cars like 1934 Plymouth and stuff like that, just all sitting
wow.
around this place. So we're hunting through there, hunting for quail and pheasant, whatever got up, and we're kicking things, you know, kicking old
right.
buckets and barbed wire. It was all over. So the only tree that was on this farm, it looked like in the West, one of those hangman trees from hanging movies, you know, this old.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
You'll hang them from the highest cottonwood, huh?
Yeah.
I got it.
It was hideous. So I'm kicking away, and I kicked the tree. When I kicked the tree, out of the tree came the only squirrel in Kansas. This thing was up in this tree, and I'm almost positive it was a fox squirrel. This thing was big like a raccoon, all right?
Yep.
And it come out of that tree, and it jumped right on my chest, right at my throat. All right. Now, it was probably just as scared of me as I was it, but it used me as a springboard. And I don't curse. I'm not much at cursing. But you know, every foul word that I'd ever heard in my life came out of me.
That happens, yeah.
I was so scared. So that was the only squirrel in Kansas. And that's it. And I'll come up with another story next week. But that was.
And he picked you to jump on. So.
Well,
all right, brother. Well,
I used to be the brunt of most laughter out there, you know, when the guys went fishing. And I was always the youngest, and they'd make me carry everything. you know, all the luggage and everything.
Oh, sure.
So, wherever I go, I'm getting old now, 74. I'm still the youngest wherever I go, and I'm still carrying everybody's stuff. So,
all right, Ray.
When I was on the police force, they didn't call me a rookie when I first came. And after I was on there about 15 years, this major used to call me, "Hey, Rook," when he'd come by.
No, that's funny.
He was the senior. Yeah. He had finally not been the rookie when I come on after him. And I was rookie forever. All right.
Wow. So, all right, Ray. Thanks for sharing, buddy. We appreciate it. You have a good one. All right. Bye-bye. I love those stories from days gone by, I will tell you. You know, and like he said, as you get older, you know, you start thinking back and you think about some of the things you did as a younger man and some of the hunts and fishing trips you were on. And it just, that's the beauty of fishing and hunting. It's just like when you remember it, it's just like when you were there. It takes you back. You know, I remember trips when I was a kid with my dad on the Juniata River, or when we went to Canada and fished for walleyes, or when we went to southern New Jersey and fished throughout there and the Delaware Bay, and you know, and Florida, we fished off of a I guess you would call it a headboat now, for grouper, and some of the trips there, you know, it's just great to have lived a life, you know what I mean? And that's what Ray's trying to say. We lived a life, and some of those things are our memories, and we like to share them. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'm going to go to this break here in a minute, but the dog is tangled up in the wires, in the Ethernet cable for the equipment. So to keep my expensive little piece of gear from hitting the floor, I've got to disarm the dog and keep her out of this wire, or we're going to have a big problem. Ah, she is very active this morning. Aren't you? Aren't you, girl? Yes. All right. Okay. You do that. I'm going to do this. I keep thinking of Spurrier's Tire Service throughout the week. I keep having a light come on, and it's the tire, some kind of tire light. It comes on for a few seconds, and then the warning light goes out, and then the little tire icon stays up. I think I need some air is all. I think that's going to take care of that. But I am going to have that checked at Spurrier's here shortly. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50, right here in Easton. And that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, including me. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama, too. Spurrier's Tire has the tires that you need. Whatever you drive, they've got the tires. I like to say, from the little Cooper Mini all the way up to the big jacked-up pickup truck that, you know, I got to look up from my driver's seat and my Ford up. I look at their, you know, their step bars when they go by. Yes, indeed. Garden tractors, farm equipment, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, they've got tires for all of that stuff. So from the biggest to the smallest. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. And that includes when the check engine light comes on, they'll check that, diagnose it, and repair whatever made that light come on in your car. They have 24-hour truck service, too. All that and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurrier's Tire Service a call, 410. They're in Easton, Maryland, right here in the middle of the Eastern Shore, 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. The website is spurrierstire.com. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, let's see. We got any callers on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. All right. Well, that number is 410-WCBM-680. It looks like a beautiful day out there. I'm guessing there's going to be quite a few boats on the bay. I'm not sure where they're finding the fish. I'm guessing the traditional channel edges are going to be the hot spots. And sorry for the interruption, folks. I'm just trying to keep this dog from... You're a pest today. Why don't you go lay down? Huh? Why don't you go lay down? Go on. Yes, indeed. See, we have this wireless system here in the house, but the Comrex, which is the machine that connects me to the station from our home here, works through the internet, and there's an Ethernet cable that plugs into one of our little our little discs here that gets plugged into our electric system that and enables the wireless system in the house to bounce all around the house, and the, you know, from the modem, which is in the next room. So we plug the Ethernet into the this little capsule thing, and then into the back of the machine, and it's across the room. It's, you know, 12, 15 feet away, and the cable's longer than that. So the dog is standing here, walking around in and out of the cable, which is connected to the back of the Comrex, which means if the dog bolts, the Comrex hits the deck. And we don't want that to happen because, A, we don't want to go off the air, and, B, we don't want to have to get this equipment repaired. So she's just giving me fits here this morning. Normally she's fine. Normally she just goes and lays down. I'm not sure. She's a year and a half old, so I don't know if she's got a teething deal going on, but she wants to chew everything. Anyway, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. Let's see. How about Ted? Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, and then good morning, everybody. I hope you have a great day, Alan, and thanks for all you do. And
right.
good morning to your bestest friend, not the dogs, your Robin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Alan, I was wondering if you could touch up on like the crabbing regulations. Somebody told me that they upped the crabbing limit to 2 bushel. I don't know if that's true. You know, like I know it was 1 bushel used to be for one person. So I was wondering about that and
one
any crabbing reports.
Yeah, I can help you with that. I'm talking to a lot of people in the crab business, the retailers, the wholesalers, everything else. Let's talk about the crab report first. The crab harvest has dropped off drastically just within the last couple days. We had a very nice early run of crabs. We had a full moon last night, the 5th, and it's a big moon, so the crabs are going to shed. And the harvest has dropped off to almost nothing. Delaware Bay shut off. We were getting crabs from Delaware Bay. Delaware Bay shut off a few days ago. The Eastern Shore and Chesapeake Bay has just about gone quiet for crab harvest. So, you know, the supplemental crabs from, you know, primarily Louisiana and other places has had to fill in. We're not going to have a lot of crabs for Mother's Day, from what I understand. It started this weekend. You're going to see the prices starting to go up as availability goes down. The first run of crabs was really nice, but like I said, the supply right now, because of the, you know, the biological conditions, has dwindled. What was your other question?
The
regulations, yeah. They have changed the regulations to, if you have a boat license, you are limited to 1 bushel of crabs.
That's it? Even if
for the boat? Yes, for the boat.
For boat. If there's 2 people that have 2 different licenses, you still have 1 bushel?
Yes.
Oh, well. Okay, well, I wish they'd change that back.
Well,
not to be greedy, but
no, I understand. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Gee, thanks. Thank you so much, Alan. You know, I really appreciate your show, and I always look forward to hearing it.
And if you look in the book, the Guide to Fishing and Crabbing, the harvest limits are incorrect in the book.
Okay. All right. Well,
online, the e-regulations have been corrected.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Yeah, well, there was a notice that went out, according to people that I talked to the other day.
Yeah.
I'm also hearing, and I can't confirm all this, but I'm hearing that the winter dredge report is similar to what it was last year.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
means it's not that great.
Yeah, so, yeah. I met someone in the grocery store, and they said they were really catching the crabs, and he said they were out by the Wye River. And that man told me he caught 25 bushels. Do you think that's stretching the truth a little bit? Or
I think that's stretching the truth quite a bit.
Quite, yeah.
I mean, it depends on, if he caught it in a month, You know, no, that's not stretching. That's not stretching the truth.
Maybe that was in a whole year, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
I've got 25 bushels of crabs in my lifetime.
Well, I wish you a great year, and I hope you all get lots of crabs and enjoy everything. And
we actually had some crabs last weekend from a local dealer here. They were number twos.
Yeah.
But you know what? They were nice and fat. They were full.
Yeah.
And
I'm so glad for you.
Yeah. Wasn't disappointed at all in those.
Yeah. We really appreciate you, Alan and Robin, okay? All right. And the dog.
Thanks for the kind words. Okay. We do our best, man. We do our best. We try and on top of the stay on top of the current situation for you.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Doesn't look like we have a lot of time left. Well, Mark, if you can, you might have to hold through the break because I got to tell the folks about Backyard Billy's one more time. I was by there last night, the other day, on the way home, and I looked over and all that stuff's in Backyard Billy's backyard. Pretty amazing. All those chairs and tables, and man, they had the chicken coops out right out front, and the dog kennels right out front, and the gym sets for the kids, and you know, all the sheds and so forth. I mean, they're a great place to deal, and you know, all that big stuff. It's you know, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. You know, that's pretty nice. Now, if you actually pull into the building, you know, off of the exit there. You can really see what it's all about because the tables and chairs are outside and it's as far as the eye can see, all different colors and styles and heights and shapes, all those Adirondack chairs. I mean, they look cool going by Route 50, but when you get up close and you see how many there are and what styles they are and it just kind of makes your day. You walk inside to the big showroom and you see all the furniture. You go to the other side of the showroom and you see all the stoves and the inserts and the grills and so forth. I mean, it's just a great place to visit. Just for anything and everything. You're going to find something there if you really like spending time with your family and friends, you know, on your deck or in your backyard. Backyard Billy's. You know, they're dedicated to making your backyard fun. So why not stop by, check out the Traeger Grills, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe's. You can check out all the fire rings and pits and all the interesting furniture that they've got to go in your backyard. And if you're in the backyard chicken business, they've got all the chicken coops you could need, one or imagine, or if you need a new kennel for your dog, they've got that too. Backyard Billy's. Backyardbillies.com is a website, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722.
Fox News wants Dominion voting system.
557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.